May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gook Audio mini podcast, Brief Memories. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today's brief memory, I have Suzuki at 2001. Once Otsan, Suzuki's wife Mitsu, wasn't at home in the city center, and I was in from Tatsuhara, and Bob Halpern and I and some others invited him to go to a movie, a rare opportunity. She wouldn't have let him go, probably. Nothing special was happening, so he got ready and zipped off to see 2001, A Space Odyssey. I was sitting next to him, all excited that he was going to see this great movie, and I remember starting to explain something to him and him just saying, "Shut up." No kidding. I hate any talking in movies. Bad. When it was over, we asked him how he liked it, and he said, "Is that what LSD is like?" It was pretty trippy. So, yeah, he didn't. I just don't know of him going to see Western movies. He did. I don't know if he... Every once in a while, he and Oksan would go out, but I think it was always to go to his son's house, Otohiro, his younger son, who worked for Japan Airlines and lived out in the avenues and still lives out in the avenues. Nice guy. And, you know, nice guy, wasn't interested in getting into the Zen trip other than just the... formalities. Anyway, very nice people. So, but back when Suzuki lived at Sokoji, you know, the temple, the Soto Zen temple for the Japanese American Soto Zen community in San Francisco in that area. They had a big auditorium downstairs, and we had our Zendo upstairs. And he'd give talks upstairs, and sometimes if there were a lot of people or a lot of people anticipated, he'd give the talk downstairs. I think he, same with the Japanese congregation, I think he mainly gave them downstairs. Yeah, after we fixed the Zendo up in, like, before I came, in, like, 61, he started giving the talks to the Japanese community and downstairs at some point. Anyway... That auditorium was also used on Saturday nights to show Japanese films. There was a theater that showed Japanese films in Japantown. More like really good, more recent Japanese films. But at Sokoji, you know, that was probably 16 millimeter. Yeah, it had to be. They're not going to have anything more than that. Although, I don't know. They'd show a lot of old Japanese films, and he'd sit up in the balcony and watch them. And I remember Ogui, the Jodo Shinshu priest from the Jodo Shinshu National Headquarters, Buddhist Churches of America, a block away, used to come over and watch the movies with him. And he used to come over and sit, too. Anyway, Oksana would get mad at him because they'd laugh so loud. She'd say, "Stop that racket, you know, they're paying customers downstairs." But anyway, he loved to watch the Japanese movies upstairs. But, you know, that's the culture he came from. And God, Japanese movies are great. Oh, so many great movies. Oh, I haven't seen one in a long time. Anyway, that was his reaction to seeing 2001. Is that what LSD is like? It's a joke. He knew LSD was more than that because so many students had come because of it and talked to him about it. It was just a you know, a flippant thing he said for fun. Poor Suzuki. Everything he said now is remembered as if it's some great piece of wisdom. He said, once he said, I can't always be a wise man. All right. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC, Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.